After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I seen your girl post a bill.
I just feel like when you go.
So I hear her in the deal.
Come on, Tony.
Yeah, I see him.
What you got?
Oh, yeah, that's a man, I hate to be him.
Throw it. Miss Sensei in the building.
It go down in the deal.
It go down.
It go down in the deal.
It go
what
down.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ down. Jesse J here in studio with 11 Hip Hop New York AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined in studio by my crew. You know, we got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Trinae Todd.
Hey, your girl Tremay.
Stefan Morfire Wallace.
Happy New Year. Obey your thirst this year, y'all.
And we're going to talk about that. That's
Tata be ready for him to get thirsty.
And y'all know we had to bring her back. She's in town this week. And woo-hoo. She wanted to grace the presence of y'all. Miss Nicolette Sensei, don't play gown.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
That's what she be wearing to work.
That's what she wearing to work, y'all. Fur and stiletto boots.
I'm just saying, you know, I feel a little extra with this mic on, honey. Might go Britney on y'all.
All right, so let me get, before we get started, what are you thinking of the season?
Oh, I mean, it just takes me back to my, like, dark side. Like, bitches fighting over, like, this man, Peter Gunn, still. I'm just confused. I mean, I get it. I mean, we all been there, but damn, y'all still fighting over this dusty-ass man? That's fine.
Are you, so that's the storyline you're over?
I'm so over that storyline. It's like, Tara, just admit it, okay? Amina, please get over it. And they just need to go their separate ways, and Peter Gunn needs to go in the trash.
Who's your favorite storyline this season?
I wish I had one. But if I had to pick, it would probably be Mendices and Yandy, because I actually care about their situation.
Right.
But other than that, you know, they can be all entertaining, all clearly. Right.
Well, let's talk about it. They tried to hit some serious notes tonight.
Yeah,
we saw Rich with his daughter, and things got a little awkward at first. I'm not gonna lie. She was like, "Look what I got."
Oh, Daddy, I got my belly button pierced.
It was weird because it felt abrupt, right? Because she was all like, "Well, give me your credit card, I want to go shopping." Well, I was like, "Who'd you talk to?"
Last time I checked, you need to have a parent's signature to get your belly button pierced.
Thank you.
Last time I checked.
Because it's 18, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Is it?
Different states, I think it
I
might
mean,
be 17.
I guess
17,
you could probably, it depends on where you go, probably.
I know, girl.
New York is 18, though.
I mean, but she probably went somewhere shady.
When it was 15.
Yeah, but girl, they doing it in Bushwick, Brooklyn. You know what I mean? That place they should not be.
So maybe that's where she went.
Maybe
she went to the back alley.
She clearly ain't getting no guidance. Because if I was her age, I would not have gotten a belly button pierced.
I knew tons of girls that had it.
I mean, me too, growing up. But that's back in the 2001.
I was going to say, do people still pierce their belly buttons?
Like,
and then wear that, like, hangy belly button? Like, that's very 1998.
2001.
I dated a girl out for, like, 5 minutes. That was like
5 minutes.
She was like 31 years old.
She was white, 30.
But she already had one.
But she
already had it.
No, but I told her to take it out. She had it since she was like 18.
Well, she's had it since she was 18.
And I said, at some point, she's supposed to give it up, though.
Yeah, well, she was 98 when she got it.
She got to give it up, though. Can't still have your belly button pierced.
Some people, you know, they don't know if they should give it up because, you know.
She gave it up.
It felt sexy. I bet she did. I am on fire.
Ashley is tripping now.
I was more, I think. Rich was tripping more because Rich going with a straight face look her in the face and be like, I don't need new clothes.
Yo.
He said,
Wait, what did he say?
Checker shirt he been wearing for like
I don't need no 16-year-old swag. Bitch, your swag is 16 from 1993.
Somebody's swag that's not the shit you got.
Your outfit looks like a 16-year-old from 19. I feel like I'm watching fucking Dude, Where's My Car or something. Like, I mean, why are you just
stayed back in the future,
Johnson's
honey.
Family Vacation.
Oh, my goodness.
He got his checker.
It's 1996.
His barbecue shirt. It's 1996.
But Ash, she gonna get in New York and just go wild? She just changed her whole personality.
She's going shopping.
She changed her whole personality.
Daughter, her mom, she don't get to go to church 72 hours in a row. She's right. Like, oh, my dad don't give a fuck. He ain't never home. I'm gonna woo.
It's New York. About that
and they start talking
stuff.
Crazy.
About
you know?
But how's she talking crazy? She want her credit card.
Give me your credit card.
But see, that's how Rich hears things. Think about it. That's what the girls probably be like. Right. Rich, like, give me your credit card, Rich. Give me your credit card. And he has to pull out the rush.
Oh, hell no. You know those mean? Girls pull out the rush. Let alone these girls be asking him for a music career. They do not be asking him for his credit card. That's the last thing he'd be giving these girls.
Because he.
You know he's stingy when it comes to that.
Is he?
No.
I mean, clearly. What has he done?
Well, that's true because he brought his real daughter to a real cute restaurant. And he brought his stepdaughter, Diamond, last season to the bathroom. Popeye's chicken. All right, so Rich's daughter is moving out because Mama Miracle doesn't show up.
That was kind of abrupt.
She's like, uh-uh.
No, you going home, girl.
Shout out to Mama Miracle for being a real bitch. And coming on the show and be like... No shame on his mom, but she ain't staying.
She ain't becoming one of y'all.
Let's go.
She ain't no diamond strawberry.
Let's go, mama.
I love her accent. I'd like her to come on.
You gonna let my mom would say some shit like this though. You gonna let her get a belly tattoo? What next? She gonna get a belly tattoo on her chest? No, bitch.
But you know they gotta exaggerate it so it can look like, you know.
Thug life tattoo.
Thug life.
You ain't taken a church since you've been here. This is what my mom still, five, 6 years into living in L.A., still
argues. Why you
in
the church?
We're working on
it. We're working on her finger.
Jesse, stop lying. You know you got thug life tattoo.
So she knows who her mama is.
And she knows who her daddy is.
And she knows sort of who her daddy is. Why would you get your belly button pierced and then blast it on IG?
Rich said she's trying to express herself.
Right.
She's like, let daddy knows, so why not share
artists express themselves. This is a belly button piercing.
I mean, it's the same reason people rob people and post that shit on the Instagram. Like, people dumb.
Can you pull the chat room up in there?
At least she's a teenager. She got a right to be a little.
She up in here wildin'. Up on IG posting like Miracle, her whole mother's body and shit. Nobody got time.
I be feeling like her mom was gold cuss, but she never does.
Mm-mm.
You know? Don't feel like
it's called The Bald and the Beautiful. I can't.
The Bald, and we know who the bald was. And the beautiful, I don't even know.
Still trying to figure that out.
So last week we saw Cardi versus Yorma. That's where the episode kind of started. We saw Cardi kicking out her car window.
Right.
Or the Uber's car window.
Mm-hmm.
Self-apologize to Yorma. What's your take with this whole Yorma and self situation?
No, girl, roll them eyes. Just roll.
My thing is like, you think you talking over the radio? I mean, okay, let me just not even go there because I'm not gonna even lie. Like, if I was that bitch, I'm like, he was on the radio, like talking about, oh, I didn't even want her. I wanted my lady. I'd have been like, okay, that's cute. Like, I can't even front it. Like, let's just be real.
Fair enough.
Now, me being a viewer. And seeing this shit, I'm like, he really over here trying to be slick. First of all, you over here trying to apologize to your side girl, the stripper, you know, and she over here okay with it, but you over here still trying to front with Yorma, talking about, oh, I want to be with her, and she already, her panties are already wet, like, already in the car, just waiting for him to get in the car. And I just think it's selfish.
I like wet panties. Wet panties.
We already knew she had the wet though. We already knew. We talked about
that. Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's apparently
got a
my issue is I still got to go backwards because, well, first off, Yorma, you never fight a stripper. That's like rule. That's 101.
I thought Yorma is a stripper. They're both
Yorma's
strippers.
Not a stripper.
Yes, no, she is not. She looked like more like a, you know.
Yorma's not a stripper.
Yorma's a stripper.
Y'all let me know in this chat right now.
Y'all told us a couple weeks ago Yorma's a stripper too.
I cannot imagine Yorma being a stripper being like,
what?
Yeah, she don't move like
she
that.
She one of them strippers that try to make her butt
just
move,
is like too thick. Now she's just like
she might be one that just you know how they have some that'll be like on the whole stage and laying down and all they do is booty clap like clap, the whole time.
You got a lot of booty.
She could just clap the whole time.
She
just
got a lot of booty.
She could get a lot of dollar bills.
She got my dollar bills.
I can't imagine.
Yorma can get some clapping change.
Yorma, is it Norma?
Yorma.
Yorma is the Yoda of stripping. She just know how to be that.
Yorma is a stripper. Chrissy Broadbent. I can't read that for real. Sorry, I can't see that far.
So who would
somebody
you rather see?
Well, damn, Norma. I can't. I mean, Yorma,
Castiel
I can't.
Castiel telling us Yorma's a stripper.
I can't defend you
I think
you
y'all hating on Yorma. Yorma don't seem
how
like it.
Yorma
don't give me stripper vibes. I agree with you, Caitlin.
Yorma is a bodyguard.
What?
Stripper music.
She ain't a bodyguard because she got socked up. And admitted to
she
it.
Got her hair
so, anyway, Self apologizes to Yorma. He says that, you know, Cardi was just something old. And then Self goes and apologizes to Cardi. And I fuck with Cardi for this. She's like,
I like Cardi.
All right, that's cool. But, like, the thing is you ain't gonna, I ain't gonna be your girlfriend. So, we just gonna do
business.
So, don't bring your bitch around when.
Don't
but
you? Don't we not buy her though? Isn't it? We just I don't buy her.
I
feel like she's.
I think it's.
You
funny.
Think that's her for, in real life?
Yeah. I think we hanging out.
It's like y'all saying that Nicki Minaj is really when she gets into that.
But I believe
but I
Nicki
Cardi,
Minaj does do that. I think that that's an art. I don't know. I know people that be.
I really.
I be bouncing from personality to personality.
Me too.
What's Nicki Minaj
I be doing
when she
accents
goes,
and stuff all the time. So,
if I hear
yeah.
someone say an accent, I mimic them instantly. And
I mean, I'll just do random accents.
So Nicki had that.
Cardi's looking at Self like, man, you ain't even serious because you sit over here trying to make that relationship serious. And you over here trying to call me and fuck me, so don't call me no more.
That's weird. That's not normal.
But what's not normal is you fucking out here trying to fuck all these bitches. So
well, then let's talk about Self.
Face.
Let's yeah, talk about Self about then.
That is what
because he ate both
about.
Of their pussy, Self, and you're a dirty.
Dirty
man, you're
Self
a dirty, dirty man.
Himself.
He the type. You see how he have the camouflage on with the orange and the orange shoes? Like, you guys
yeah.
are fucking with a dude like that.
Yeah, a really shitty guy.
Just nasty.
Just a low
I
grade.
I can't stand a guy who's like, knows they're lying, so they're like, I mean, no, I did not fuck her. That is not who I fucked.
I mean,
no, I had no relationship.
I didn't know
when
she
was
gonna be
here. When he's smiling and looking at her in the eye, like, don't smile at me when you're over here trying
he's
to, like,
steady
cover
laughing
up.
At her because
like,
he know,
that
he know this is all ridiculousness.
No, he doesn't
smack
care.
That smile off his face.
He don't love them hoes.
The and then when he's like, when I have an issue with a bitch, it's forever.
Yeah, she's a clown. This is
no.
This is Nicki Minaj when she's Roman or whatever the character is.
She ain't a clown.
She's a character.
Yeah, she asked. He asked Migos.
Yeah.
For relationship advice.
Right. They over there
didn't say
somebody
nothing.
Come get. Oh, that's
no.
Rachel.
I know she's a freak. I know she's a freak.
She good.
I know she's a freak.
Oh, Lord.
Right. You know that song?
Yes.
She don't want to be a
they
freak.
They talk
no
about
more.
Piping it up. Like, they have a song, Pipe It Up.
Popping,
like, they have
like,
nothing to give anything about relationships.
She's a.
But, you know, he popping because he got them flowers. On the interview. So that's why they want him because he over there interviewing Migos. That's big time.
That is big
time. For him. He out here in these streets bringing everybody to the industry parties. He's hot.
No, okay. What he's doing is great for his brand.
Mm-hmm.
No, no
I'm
lie.
I'm just saying, I've never heard of him in my entire life.
But if you're going
to
talk about
so
your relationship,
claim,
but we ain't on the East Coast to be listening to that radio
station.
Station.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
My
that's
thing
true.
About Self is...
But still, we hear the Breakfast Club.
Like, don't talk to Migos about how to get your girlfriend back. Talk to Babyface. Like,
he's
wait
cool.
for the right demographic.
Right, right. No, that's when you got a girlfriend that it matters what the hell
talk
you say to
Oprah.
Her. This chick turned in
right.
5 seconds.
That young
you said my name?
Young Shane was really.
Listen,
we
he
don't share married. I'm gonna have your babies. I don't give a
two
fuck.
Chanel,
you
are right.
You gave me some broke lilies from the corner store. I am your bitch. Please fuck me right now in the car. She don't give a damn if you got advice.
Damn, I'm insane. Born to man to me.
Could you imagine?
It took no effort whatsoever.
Shame my fiance.
Listen,
yes.
I mean, he didn't even
no
have to
effort.
Go that far.
He
was,
didn't have to do shit.
When she said, what's up with this girl? He said, oh, that's old. And she was like, well, then I need to make sure
but
that I don't know what we're going
to
do about this.
For
voice.
Like 2 days after that. He
like,
had to put her in the car and say her name, Yorma, and get a bitch some flowers. Oh. And suddenly the draws was on
you
the floor.
You know, we had to admit that was, you know, the probably the best thing he could do at this point. Put her in the car, put her in the Uber that was, you know, free code, the free Uber code he got. Might as well.
You know that's what happened because he didn't even have her get. He just had it drive by to stop, so it was one continuous ride, so he ain't have to pay.
Because it was a production vehicle that they sat outside the house.
You know what trips me out is she's like, even at the end of all that, she was like, you know, because I love you, and she kept talking, but and he never responds to I love you, and she don't even look for a response.
Oh so yeah, he you got the perfect girl.
He didn't say I love you too.
He did eventually say it, didn't he?
No.
I thought I heard him say it.
It was like, not in the car. He don't care about that.
And that's the thing about.
He said it.
He had the perfect girl.
In his separate interview.
That's right there.
Mm-hmm. Not to her.
Yeah, like this.
You know, I feel like
those, when he's on top of her with the.
Like, I love her.
Her legs over his shoulder, he goes, I love you too.
Can't even say that.
You know, you don't have to say it when he's down there.
All right.
We don't need you to
self, you eating everybody out in the whole city? You are a dirty, dirty man.
Oh, is that what it says? Uber carpool.
Let's talk about Men on Film.
Oh, don't get plowed.
BBOD.
Men on Film.
Hated it.
So,
delicious.
That's a great song. I'm excited to download
First of all, every time I see them together, like, Lexi just looked like Chippendales, and then the other bitch looked like Noxzema Jackson. Like,
Yo, they are hot garbage.
Yeah.
Like, they can't rhyme. They don't look good. There's literally no redeeming quality about them. With the exception of, I think,
well, she's got a nice face.
Mo has a good voice.
Trimmed down.
Like, vocal tone, vocal tone.
Tone. She's got good tone.
I don't even think she...
Who, what?
Mo.
When?
A little bit of the takes, it's like she has a little Missy Elliott vibe going on. I see it.
Old Missy.
No one else
old
sees
Missy.
It? Okay,
old
I see
Missy.
It.
If anything, I would give her the Danity came, not Dan, the Diddy Bop.
Because, yeah, when they zoom into the baldness.
She talking about babs?
No.
Kalina.
Kalina.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, girl. You know, the other girl.
Not the one.
Broke bitches of depression. They're back.
Oh. Broke bitches of depression.
They don't have a redeeming quality. That's the whole thing.
The only thing that was redeeming
was
that
Tata Talicious. How was redeeming about that?
We're going to download it. I'm excited.
Because it's very... I'm going to start using... Hi, I'm Tata Talicious.
No.
I'm Tata Talicious.
It's Thought, Thought, Thought.
Oh, Thought, Thought, Thought. Oh, I'm Tata, Tata, honey. Thought, Thought, Thought. I ain't no Thought, Thought, Thought.
That's what they're trying to say.
Tata Talicious.
So that's exactly what I said.
If it was Tata Talicious, that's like, hi, I'm Tata Talicious.
They over here teaching these people in the community to be thoughts.
Yeah, thoughts are knowledge, honey.
It's nuts. You share what you know, I guess.
Well, all right. Before we get to the performance,
you write what you know.
So Mo meets up. We see Mo, and they're talking about the single release party.
Hey, we have a party.
And we find out that Mo is talking to somebody.
She got a boo bag.
And, you know, Lexi's been meeting with Rashida, and they're going to work. She's going to help her work on the release party.
First of all, I did not recognize Lexi in this episode at all. Didn't even know.
She looked like different people in different scenes.
Had the braids popping. I
thought that was a whole different person.
When she put on her little skinny jeans and she had on her like 3-inch platform.
Yeah, girl, I had no idea. I was like, who is this girl like, talking to her? I'm confused.
If Benzino and Ashanti had a baby, that would be Lexi.
That's right.
With the thighs. Hey,
I'm just wondering how are all these managers? They really have a good eye.
You should
eye.
Move to New York and be a manager, Stefan.
You know, we all
y'all
can.
Y'all could be great managers.
Yeah. Is anyone in the chat room a rapper? I'm going to take you on as a man. I'll be your manager.
If
there's anybody.
He already sees your potential ahead of time.
I see potential. Because if you're watching me, then you already
you
know.
Got and
potential.
I'll be your creative director. We're going to have you doing the whole
Love and Hip Hop
AfterBuzz
panel.
I'll
we're
do wardrobe.
We can make it right, get it right, get it right, get it tight.
I'll do wardrobe. No. I'll write lyrics.
Somebody needs
to. Oh, you be the ghost. Perfect.
All right, lyrics. I got your lyrics.
All right, so we see Mo
it's
meeting
terrible.
Up with Cisco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this situation. I'm like, great demographic. I feel like this is exactly the type of girl Cisco likes.
I mean, exactly his type. Did you see his ex?
Sure did.
They look exactly the same.
Plus, she got a little bit of money. Cisco gonna need, you know, a loan every
couple
now and then.
Couple checks every once in a while.
He always, you know, the baby mama's
being
the one.
Being a part of the creep squad.
Yeah, and the creep squad. Bitch, I mean, the comments were like, you know, how can I help you? Like, I seen you on Instagram, and like, when I see you on Instagram, like, I knew all your potentials. And like, I can't even believe that Ra ain't even like seeing that or putting that to like use. You know what I'm saying, Ma?
Mm-hmm.
And like, the thing is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just mad that he's over here referring to the creep squad. Like, you ain't over here and you're like, well, you know, considering I'm a creep in the creep squad, you know, I don't know if I can take it there. It's like...
But you can't be mad at him because her response to that is, I want you to come meet my family.
I was... Oh, my... Like, hello, how is this, like, on your checklist?
Like, what? You want, you want him to meet your daddy?
What do you want a man to say right before he meets your dad? That he's a creep. Yeah, right. There you go.
He's got many hoes. Many hoes.
Did he lick his lips?
Yes, he licked his lips.
Just licking.
He works some at a time, mostly licking vaginas. Yes.
But what happened?
And my dad's super protective, so don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up. One, you're crazy. Don't fuck it up. You're
crazy. Oh, yeah.
People don't even know we go together, and we don't even know if we're really
you don't even know if we go together. You're confused about who we are.
Dudes nowadays don't use their timeouts enough. When somebody says something as asinine or far-fetched, it's just wild. Oh, you better don't fuck it up. You're going to meet my dad. You got to say timeout. I don't know where you think we are in this.
In this relationship.
Like this, you're here, and I'm still
I haven't
on
even
the shore.
Said right. your name in public but, yet.
Yeah, right.
Like, and I only got the booty like once.
I'm pretty sure I don't even know your last name yet.
Because Cisco's acting like he maybe only got the booty like once, if that.
No.
He still seemed very new to
special.
It.
He was definitely new to it.
He was new to it, right? Yeah. It wasn't like...
Because he's still doing the romance.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
romance.
Yeah. He's still trying to get sexy. We left that part out. He's whack.
Yeah,
I don't understand why I think he's sexy. Like,
no, but it's like, because he'd be doing like these like extra romantic things for them. And,
but
like,
it's not romantic
like...
when you're wearing cargo pants.
Okay, thank you. Because yeah. I'm just
but
like,
what else do they know?
I'm sorry, cargo shorts, not even pants. They were cargo shorts.
Right. Mariah's talking about her love of her life was Rich Doll. So he going from a plaid picnic shirt to damn cargo pants. At least
thank
Cisco.
You, Misha C. I love you too.
You know what I'm saying? Well, at least when he's sitting down.
Cisco is an ugly version of Uncle Fester. Thank you, Castile. Appreciate that. You are correct.
He looks like Jackie's brother.
Cisco out here looking like a thumb or a toe.
He looks like a thumb or a toe with a penis that's a pink.
He does look like a thumb or a toe. He does. That's good. That's perfect.
He looked like Stick Stickly.
And he's always like...
Do y'all remember Stick Stickly from Nickelodeon?
Stick Stickly, P.O. Box 963.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Do y'all remember the little stick on Nickelodeon?
No, I don't remember that.
I'm like, really? Now picture Cisco. Ready?
Cisco looks like Fat Joe's leftover surgery skin.
Yeah, that's a good one right there.
Brandy Broadway. Wait, no, that's not. Patrick Keane.
Okay, I'm going to see it.
That was the fucking read of a lifetime.
That was the read of a lifetime.
Y'all stupid.
Leftover Fat Joe skin. Oh, yeah.
Cisco got a teddy bear quality. Caitlin, you've been talking to my roommate.
Right.
My roommate be swearing right. Cisco is fucking John B. Like,
loving him.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway,
Cisco did actually, since last season, he had a couple more chains.
He added
some checks.
He's got all like different colors, though. You can tell the years he got them, they rusted.
Yes. That's bitch, that rose gold. That's
girl,
that rose gold.
That's what you say when
that's
you lie.
That rose gold.
Because mine done turned to rose gold, too. It's like, what are they called? Remember back in the day, the gel pens that when you like... Like when they turn.
Oh my gosh, I love those gel pens.
That's what Cisco.
I have no idea. I love the gel. I'm having a moment.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I have no idea what the gel pens are.
So, on top of Cisco flirting with Mo, he goes and meets up with his new client, Mariah.
Hey, girl.
His
new
client. And what relation?
I just want to know
how many times do you meet a person for the first time and just open up your entire life?
And open up
and want
to
ride.
So mom had cancer, and then when she passed, then I had to go into the streets. So I was a slave for 7 years.
You know, creative.
I'm going to look at this in a positive
way. And he's so sexy, he brings that energy out. She felt safe.
Maybe some people just have that connection.
Maybe he just really, you know what I mean, he's looking for the person who actually really cares.
And he looked her straight in the eyes.
Not if you.
But why did she open up so much?
Because
she just got there.
She wants to share her experience in her lyrics,
and she's
trying to put it out there.
She was over here all over Rich Dollar at her event that he hosts.
She's trying to
but
make
I
a
disagree
promo.
With that. She clearly don't care. She well, we'll get to it. I feel like she wild out.
Who
she wild out already?
Cisco, she's out of her
she
mind.
She ain't had it in a while, so she ready.
She knows said. What she's doing.
No,
he said, I feel like we should hang out outside the studio.
And she's like, okay, that'd be cool. I'm with
Nicolette. You be in the studio with rappers.
I wish they would tell me to take me out after a session. I wish they would ask me.
Don't hurt
me. No.
She's just like, don't hurt nobody in that dress.
I heard a lot goes down in the studio.
It's a dress. It's made out of cotton. 100%
cotton.
100% cotton.
But I leave before that. So.
Got it off of Instagram.
He said, she said, I hope you find your rider. I may have already found him.
I already have.
I already found it.
It's got to sound like that. Like, what are you doing?
He looked like the bad guy from the damn Smurfs.
Gargamel.
Gargamel. All right, so you know, Cisco's at home.
Chilling.
He got his Netflix and chill on. He his lights are literally off.
He got a balcony.
He ain't made his bills right.
But that fool got candles, y'all. It's sexy.
He got candles.
He got candles.
You know, for that, let's sit on my
patio. Thoughtful.
Let's sit on my patio with no food.
He got some matches in my cargo in his
shorts.
Cargo pockets.
And clearly, I don't live in New York City. Because we're looking at it really far away.
Look at that view.
I live in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Jersey, baby. I'm in dirty
That's
Jersey.
Why I got that
no, it's come up. It's come up.
I got some outdoor space.
Come up. 10 years ago, Asbury Park, New Jersey.
You know when a dude is using his view to get booty when he says, have you seen this view?
Check it out.
No, because I've never been in your house before, so
why would
fucking
I see
weird.
It?
Matter of fact, you said your sister's pregnant. Have you seen this view?
You're 17. Oh, y'all be fucking early. Your 17-year-old sister's pregnant. Have you seen my view?
I don't believe that.
He's like, this is where I get girls pregnant.
Shorts.
Cisco's like, I'm well, no with the long
I'd have been shirt. Like, can I eat first?
Yeah. Then except she was tipsy view. And she for came in ready to freak, too.
Thank you.
She came in ready to freak.
She was like Cardi B said, you got to get where you need to get and
use what you got to get.
She said, this is a good career move.
Use these dudes to get
a good career move.
Y'all fucking no-name producers. Like,
and the thing is, you're prepared to give him everything. He's not said or agreed or done anything. And you go, that was a good career move.
He thinks that this might be his rider.
And you told him that.
The only time I hear of the name Cisco is still the thong song. So.
And Cisco's probably so mad that this man is on national television destroying his name.
But he said, I can't get it off my mind.
Because she got them eyes.
Plus, I got a score to settle now with Rich Dallas.
How does she ever expect to get a record if she's already popping?
No, first, Mariah, here, I want to like Mariah Lynn, but this bitch out here talking about, I like a man who pays attention to detail. How could you see the lights were so damn dark?
And what was the detail exactly? He can put food on a plate?
No.
He shaved his legs? Like, I'm trying to figure it out.
He actually put thought into a dinner. And because these chicks out here
so he can order
really
food,
be dating
he can
dudes
put
that
it
don't
on a plate and put it on the table. Yeah. But that's details.
That's
details.
More than these chicks out here get.
Yo.
They get treated like shit.
But the thing is.
So she thought that was an upgrade.
But the thing is, I like your lips. Can I kiss them?
I like your
Can
eyes.
Can I get a closer
Can
look?
Can I get a closer look?
Are you gonna
of
kiss
your
my
eyes?
Eye? Like what?
Right.
Oh, she knew what that meant though. She was like, yeah, you get a closer look.
Go ahead, daddy.
But you close your
that's
eyes.
That's fine, I can't with you.
Because that's terrible.
Real talk.
Gross.
Yeah, I'm done with Mariah Lynn just because of how she acted at this party.
Yeah, she's thirsty as hell.
Yeah,
I liked her up until the party.
For her to say, here's what really irritated me about it is like, I like the moment between her and Cardi and them getting along, but then you're gonna say to Cardi like, you didn't need no man. Like, we need to be out here doing this for ourselves. Like, Cardi B got here because of Cardi B. I guess Mariah Lynn didn't get where she needed to be from Mariah Lynn because we see you with Self, then with Rich Dolls, and now we seeing you up here talking about use these dudes to get to the top. The top of what? The apartment building.
The top of the crash.
She's going with what she knows.
The top of the rooftop.
Living girl.
Time, Asbury
Park. The top of the attic.
I told you this. It's so sad because this is all that they have.
That's what she knows.
They literally have nothing else to offer.
Once upon a time, I was a hoe.
Yeah,
and I'm still a hoe. And
Cardi B got to
sure
wherever Cardi
know.
B is
and my
because
I'm
of Cardi's B.
And they cooking me, and I'm a hoe.
But so then we get to the potty where BBOD
the
talking
the
about
potty.
Sorry,
potty y'all.
They start talking.
Party, the Tata Licious
party.
In them
we meet Mo's dad, DB, who's happy with the party and the rich.
And
that Ron made it.
It looks nice.
Mo and Lexi show up. Self shows up with Mariah, his new... Like, I'm just figuring out, like, who manages Mariah?
She just looking for management.
Just in these streets. Just letting this DJ manage you? Like,
she out there. She looking for management.
He can't even manage himself.
He can't even clean the dirt under his neck.
No pun intended.
Or the dirty balls that he apparently was walking around with.
But he should be out there with his mouth open, eating whatever's in front of him.
Hungry as hell. Chew it up.
Like, and you know Self and Cisco both probably smell, but in two totally different ways. Like, Self to me probably smell like Cheese Whiz, where Cisco tastes like Fresco Queso. You ever open that up?
The Mexican cheese. You know, I think more as a man, I know that I feel like there's a smell that they give off.
I'm done.
You know, like after you go to the gym or you play ball for a couple hours and you get like that.
You smell like nuts.
Under ball sweat. Yeah, I feel like that's probably what they smell like. Yeah.
Man musk.
Man musk. There you go.
Party seven.
The song went something like this. She don't do dishes, that bitch over there, delicious.
And everybody,
she don't do dishes.
And everybody in the whole place is like,
oh,
right.
Really?
But you know what was missing? Those background dancers. The male ones, they replaced them with the female ones.
Here's my thing, though, Mo. Like, I need her to go wherever school Beyonce went to so she can learn how to breathe and sing. Because she's been on, them bitches over there, coming out, washing the dishes line.
Like, I'm mad they even said washing dishes.
I feel like they ran through the song. They both were off key. Like, I just didn't like
it. It was a hot mess.
It was bad.
And I wanted them to do well because I was like, I saw their music videos online. I was like, okay.
But they wore hot pants and jiggly mosquito belts. And they were doing their thing.
Mosquito belt, Fomino.
What a shit show that was! I'm just
don't call it a shit show.
It was a shit show. Her dad's there. He funded this whole thing.
They have dreams.
Everybody there is paid for by her father.
Your point exactly. So Rashida, where you at?
Rob showed up with two belts.
Rashida, you ain't done shit.
Well, someone had to pretend so the girls could pretend they were having like a video release party. They had to hire a party planner.
But that's
the difference between being a manager and being a party planner.
Like, yeah.
We clearly know Rob is a good party planner.
She's could put
done
a pretty
many
party together, but
and plus, I bet they're cutting Rashida checks too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And as a manager, you shouldn't even get money until people start actually making money.
Booking something.
Sad part.
The more you know.
The more you know.
All right, so Cisco shows up.
Hey.
And, you know, I showed up because, you know, I want to be the date that she needs for me to be.
I'm going to meet her daddy.
What the fuck does that even mean? I want to be the date that she needs me to be.
He's going to be a good man.
Here's the other thing, though.
Has fucked that girl.
Guys, ask me, am I wrong? Like, say this is the first time you're meeting your friend's situation.
Right.
Okay, now we've all walked. If we're a new rapper on this show, we've probably seen Love and Hip Hop before.
Sure.
Purpose.
But let's just take that out of the context. Let's just say all of us, we meet our friend's new love interest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you come off the way Lexi did?
Lexi's out of her mind.
Or does that kind of ruin the relationship for your friend?
Definitely. Like, why your friend gotta be that wretched?
Yeah. You might say that to your friend later, like, oh, he ain't cool. He late as hell. But how you gonna be like,
right, you ain't it, girl.
You suck,
and you a quick pumper. Right. With your ugly bald ass.
From what I heard.
From what I heard. I got Diamond on the third line right here. You need to know the answers.
And Cisco, swagless Cisco,
taking care of her daughter.
Doesn't even know how to. Swagless Cisco don't even know how to handle it.
Can we get Diamond back?
She putting her child to bed watching the show in California. Right. That's what I'm hoping.
No, Diamond, I feel like Diamond was trying to get on to LA.
Diamond is Mariah Lynn. She just bleached her skin a whole bunch of times. She gonna come out being like, Cisco, it's me.
Diamond Strawberry was trying to be on LA because I seen her a lot around June, around the awards.
She
was walking
up.
Around
she's
looking crazy.
I wanted
she's
to pop up. I'm she's worried about her.
She was like, I'm just here.
Don't worry
I'm
about
here.
Diamond. Diamond's going to land Diamond. On her feet.
I'm here.
No,
just worry about that little
on her
girl.
Knees,
that,
and that's part of the problem.
Well, she's going to land on her
now
knees,
she's
back.
Off the show, she's already moving in a positive direction in her life.
But that may not be positive because now she ain't got a half of a check.
Only worry about the little girl. That's the only person we need to worry about.
But Mariah Lynn had the nerve to be like, my man Candy just walked in.
She was all excited, like, oh, I'm getting nasty with him. No, honey, no.
She walked her little ass up in here.
But she had a blowout, and she had on hot pink lips. That was nice. She was trying in her little black dress. She was cute.
So Mo thinks that her and Cisco are together. He shows up, what, after the performance?
Yeah, well, maybe like
in the middle of the only performance they were going to have, which you maybe don't start a party with the performance.
Maybe he thought it was
so it's not like he was late.
He was super late.
And he thought like, he was like
you might as well not show up late. That's that kind of late.
But I mean, here's the
party's at the end. I mean, the performance should be like towards the
finale. Shout out to Mo, though, because here's something that we really don't hear a lot on the show. But the conversation went like this. Mo said, "That's my boo." Mariah said, "Oh, that's your boo." Cisco said, she said, "Yeah, we're dating each other." Cisco gonna say, "Yeah, we know each other." Done. Then he says, "You ain't gonna tell me that I'm not working with anybody." And Mo goes on to say, "Oh, well, if y'all go together, then that's cool. We don't need to go together." Mm-hmm. And she was about to walk away. Yeah. Big girl moment. Love that.
Yeah. I appreciated that. You had a moment of clarity. That was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, it almost worked out for
She's
you.
She's like, I ain't going to get shit at all. Right. Keep moving. I like it.
One thing that makes me mad is like the girls that you're clearly not tough enough to even try to fight someone. It's always those like little small bitches who want to bark. Yes, it's like, girl, you're just annoying. Like, I could really just put my, like, finger in front of you and you would just fall over. Like, don't try to over here bark. Like, just walk away. Like,
well, why am I having a blade in her purse, though?
But
like,
it ain't even about that. If I'm Cisco, he's swagless. Swagless Cisco. And this is a girl that you kind of like in Mo. And here comes this girl that you only kissed one time. Okay? Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Oh, yeah, so what's up with that?" I'm like, "What's wrong with you?" Okay. Look, I'm going to put my arm around Mo and be like, "Yo, bitch, you are really tripping right now." Well, Mo, we had a little moment, and that was that, but it wasn't even that.
A little moment, bitch. You ordered P.F. Chang's up in the motherfucking building.
Stop playing. You got to think about it. Cisco's trying to play both sides. He ain't going to walk away with Mo and then expect to get...
That's why he's swagless. You don't understand. You have to show loyalty in that moment and diss Mariah, because you can always come back around and get Mariah.
Yeah, Mariah always going to jump on.
He don't know what to do. He'd be she so happy. That's how he was with Diamond.
She like Snowflake from Hustle and Flow. She's always going to come around.
Like, matter of fact, I need to get my shoes clean.
And Mariah Lynn lost all my respect. You lost your mind talking all that noise. Trying to start an altercation over a dude you had one kiss with.
Well, technically, she wanted to start the altercation because Mo slammed the glass out of her hand.
Yeah, which...
Don't you ever slap a glass out of my hand. No, you know me like that.
She had said way too much before then.
I mean...
What are you talking about?
Well, before then, I appreciate that. Like, we got history. She was like, "Yeah, we were hanging out. We was macking." And then Mo's like, "I like that," because that was like girls and girls, like less directed towards the dude. But yeah, then it went
I didn't take what Mariah was saying OD, because I feel like she got hyphy when
after the cuff thing.
But yeah. I'm just like, after you know he said, "Oh, that's my girl." When you start seeing Mo being like rah rah rah, like just as you Mariah, like this man is not. It's not like this E-40 here about to give you fucking. You know what I mean? What's his damn name?
Platinum record.
Right, like he's not DJ Mustard on the track. Right. Bitch,
she think he could be her T.I. Like.
This is a good career move for her. She's thinking it all the way through. I should ruin this moment. Start a fight. Don't really give me a track.
She's gonna be the next Iggy.
On that note, let's head into predictions.
Do you guys do feel though like this episode was kind of dry? Huh?
Yeah,
it was very dry.
Look, we're forcing everything.
I'm ready for Tara and Amina to come back. I like them.
I'm mad.
That's probably my favorite storyline of the show
because it's just ridiculous. And now we're gonna hear she have an abortion.
Crazy.
Okay.
That's happening next week, y'all. That's too real.
Like, here's the thing. Here's why it really bothers me. You know what I mean? Like, not to get, like, PC or anything. But, like, the fact that we're having the conversation about abortion on this show, I understand it's a real thing. And this is a real situation that happened in life. But to watch seasons of this come to this, it's just like, this could have been prevented. This conversation could never have come about.
I get what you're saying.
But because you keep running around the damn bush. And it's just, you know, I know people go through this. I understand it. It's just, to me, it's so hard to be taking these people seriously when they watch it back and they've been watching themselves and they've been hearing people rip them to shreds and storylines and things like that. Because I understand it can probably suck having your life being put on TV and hearing people talk about it.
Because you're not having your life put on TV. You're putting your life on TV.
Ooh. She's probably going to do an infomercial at the end of the episode.
If you ever accidentally get pregnant by Peter Guns, I think Mona Scott.
You know,
I was really dumb when I let him nut in me. If you're ever feeling like you need to just get rid of it.
If Peter Guns jizzed on the corner next to your feet, you might want
to
come.
Which, to add to that, I think it's a slap in the face to everybody who is pro-choice, because this is literally the worst example.
I mean, all I'm saying because is, like, it's the most irresponsible. Right. I mean, I just feel like if, you know, Amina, she knows she's not happy with him, like, you should have done something to not let that happen.
He moved into a complex with his ex-baby mom.
She should have been on birth control.
But at the same time, you got to blame the guy, too, because clearly Peter Guns is really talking about, like, both of these girls.
Yeah, but it gets to a point, like, now you have meetings, like, in kitchens, like, I can't even be mad at him now.
I know, like, I really want to just,
you in there looking at the air mattress that he was just fucking his ex-baby mama on, like, I can't.
It's her responsibility to get some birth control. If she knows that her man is very fertile and can produce babies back-to-back, she needs to be on the pill or the shot or something.
Peter has
That's not anybody but her.
What you do know is that Peter Guns is a hoe, and you don't know where his dick, his toes, his anything have been. He can be walking around with freaking syphilis and everything else from his toes because he got dirty-ass feet. Cover it up. You should be wearing a body condom just to talk to him. Like, he shouldn't even be using your bathroom. Like, you don't know where he been, where he going, or where he ever
you
is.
You can't even touch my dot.
Which the breakdown of all that is, why are you dating this dude?
Why are you fighting over
him? Why are you fighting over
him? Like, you want to be me, bitch!
Why is he in your house?
And I got a side chick that turned into your life?
Why is he in existence in your space, in your sphere?
Between Self, Cisco,
Move
Guns.
Back to Germany.
They make Rich... They make it look like New York just has no real dudes out there.
Oh, thank you. And I really hope next week that they do have... I don't know how they're going to pull it together about having a serious conversation about abortion, because it can't come out of Amina's mouth. So I don't know if, like, Devin Attenborough going to fly up and, like, all of a sudden say
like,
some
girl,
shit.
You need to set yourself
that
going to
make sense? Because even, like, I don't even want to hear Yandy have some conversation about that. I'm trying to think of who the, like, most serious person could come on this show and, like...
I can't explain a quality voice.
Dr. Michelle or whatever. They're
gonna have Tara talk about it because she apparently
she has a dang attitude. I can't. I cannot.
And then we gonna get Cardi B and motherfucking Mariah and Tara's etiquette class.
Young B
etiquette class, man, bitch. Etiquette. First of all, get plates for your children. Etiquette is not putting your hands inside a fucking salad bag. And
oh my God. She's over here trying to teach women not to make the mistakes that she made. Because clearly she never, ever, ever. She's still making it. But maybe she's gonna learn from her mom or her sister.
What's it called? When actors have to act it out?
Method acting. Maybe that's what Tara's doing.
Like, she feels like she has to keep reliving it in order to teach it.
Yeah, because she's a moron.
You know, Leonardo trying to get his Oscar.
She's a moron.
She has to get the method acting.
Hey, y'all hear the shade that Cardi B gives just slightly to Mariah when she calls her Lil Mariah?
Lil Mariah.
She'll never say, like, Mariah Lynn or, you know, Mariah anything else. Or just regular Mariah.
Lil Mariah.
But I can't believe that Mariah is the person right before Remy on the credits.
Right.
It's interesting to me. Then we're going to get... Oh, I'm sorry. It was Cardi B and Yum B. Then we're going to get Amina with the abortion, Peter versus Tara. Lexi wants to move on from BBOD.
Do what, Lexi? You're not the talented one.
I think Mo, I don't think either of you would be better off on her own. She got money. She want to do things her way. Mm-hmm. Her dad going to just keep her in a studio, and she going to want to be like... Now she's going to have fire. Like, fuck this bitch. Right. I'm just going
to
put this
into
my music.
She'll have something to say. She may have something to say. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's just going to be a money pit.
Mariah and Cisco talking about, say hi to me and bye to that bitch.
Yeah, gross.
Kiss me.
Gross.
Like I said, gross. You can always wrap around and pick up a Mariah on the way to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
On the way keep to your the girl.
Grocery store.
Watch out, ladies.
Girl, she be the one.
To the grocery store.
Girl, pull up that Mariah.
She be the bag lady.
Get them two taquitos for $2.29 and pull you up a Mariah.
The fireman pull up and burn you right up.
Knows how to wrap it up, though. She's going to continue the BS and be like, you want a Slurpee?
You want one of these taquitos? I got two for $2.29.
Kiss me.
You can have a Slurpee.
Kiss me.
You can get the other taquito. Girl, you like my little taquito.
Well, on that note, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up everywhere at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
I'm at Stuart Starlet.
I'm your girl Trine. Hit me up.
Oh, okay. And I
don't know who I
am. What did you say? I am more fire. That's going to change y'all, so stick around, lay around for
When it changes, tell them.
Yeah,
because they want to follow you. They want to fight in the
game. And y'all check it out, because Ms. Nicolette, she just dropped two videos, y'all.
Yes, check out the videos.
Check out Intuitions. Check out Get Up If You're Bad, Preaching Your Girl. So go to my YouTube page, Twitter, all that, at Sensei Don't Play. You already know what it is.
She
I'm
let me
to
play the lead man. He's just terrible.
I'll
Nicolette.
Be back sooner than later.
And also make sure you guys tune in this Saturday at 9 p.m. to Welcome to Sweetie Pies on OWN. You never know who you might see. Black Hollywood Live will be on there.
Represent.
Represent.
So this Saturday, 9 p.m. OWN. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace. Jeez.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.